Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Awesome.
Oh.
What's been happening in the world this last
What's been so?
however long it is since we last spoke?
I saw a thing on social media, which I'm sure most people have. Friend of the podcast, Jamie Logan,
Yes.
was on Piers Morgan.
Yes, she was.
She posted that she had been on there, and she, I think she said, nailed him. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. She said something.
Yeah.
Nailed sounds wrong
Yeah, I
on
was going to
every
say,
level.
hopefully that means something different in America.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
can't remember. She might have said something different. Anyway, it was released yesterday, I think.
Oh.
Watched it all this morning. Have you
Okay.
seen it?
No. I haven't I've seen clips that she's posted, but I haven't seen the full thing.
I haven't seen the full thing, obviously, but there was one clip in particular where, in his defense or whatever, he actually let her talk for a bit.
Bloody
I'd
hell.
say for longer than 5 or 10 seconds, she was still talking and he hadn't said anything.
Wow.
I
This
was
is
like,
one of the
that's
reasons I
incredible.
haven't watched it because I cannot stand the way that he just talks over people.
And then at the end, he said some, I can't, it's not a direct quote. He said something like that he agrees that we shouldn't kill animals for those reasons, for the reasons we do, but he still likes meat and dairy. And I thought, he's never said that before.
Yeah. It's
Not that he's
progress.
not that he's not, yeah, progress. Instead of just blanket being a dick, he's actually given her a bit of space for a bit, for a short time, and then went, actually, you are right, and I agree with you. I just
Jesus.
like eating meat and dairy,
He's gone
which,
semi-dick.
so I was sort of not impressed with him. He is a prick.
Yeah.
You can put that out there. I don't care. The bloke's a complete knobhead. But if he has gone down that road instead, then there is progress and further progress to be made, I believe.
Yeah, and it's nice that Piers Morgan is using our guest list as people to have on
I
his
think
show. I mean, we probably get about the same number of viewers as him, listeners as him.
yes,
So
and I take that. If he's looking at our guests as people that he can have up, then yeah,
yeah,
we
I mean,
must
as
be
long as he
doing
doesn't
something
ask
right.
us, yeah.
Yeah, no, I ain't going. Yeah, I'd
You
get put in
imagine?
prison.
Exactly. Yeah. We just end up swearing at
Yeah,
him. Oh
because he
dear,
just
oh dear.
what winds me up, and I know this shouldn't, this is neither here nor there, because he does it to everybody. It's not a vegan thing. It's just how he asks a question and doesn't let them answer.
No.
What are you doing?
Right, I've got three things.
Just quickly,
Go on.
just quickly. I'm drinking a cup of tea
Well done.
with Josh's homemade oat milk.
Homemade oat milk?
Yeah.
Wow. He's
Who'd have thought
gone.
it? Who'd have thought?
Yeah. Is it? Oh, I'm assuming it's good, otherwise you wouldn't be drinking it. You're not just
It is
drinking
good,
it.
yeah. It is.
Just.
It's nice, yeah. It doesn't look
Wow.
like you would put when you put milk in. It looks like it needs more milk, but it's
Right.
actually really fine. Yeah, it's good.
Nice. Awesome. Well done, Josh. Good. Okay. Right. First thing, yesterday I watched Pignorant, which is the
You
Joey
watched it. I
Carbstrong.
watched the trailer. I watched the trailer.
Yes. It's as good slash bad as you imagine from
Yes.
watching the trailer. It's a really good film.
Okay.
But it's got some really bad things in it. It's
Yeah.
really,
And
really horrible.
watching the trailer, sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
Watching the trailer, it made me think of what Jake Yap said, that I shouldn't, I sh we shouldn't need to
No.
watch. We've got his words, we have a free pass to not watch this, but we still find ourselves doing it. It's like torturing ourselves.
Yes. I really have more than half a mind to make my kids watch it because they still eat meat. My daughter especially eats ham and bacon like it's running out. And I think I just feel like we've never really pushed it. We've discussed it a bit, but we've never really pushed it with them. And I feel like if you're going to keep eating dead pigs, then you
Know
should
about it.
see where that comes from and see the process. You know, she understands that pigs live on a farm and then get killed and then chopped up and made into hammered bacon, but don't think she's ever seen it. So.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's you know that this happens, you know that this pigs are bred to be killed, and then I'm eating it. It's just that bit in the middle
Yes.
that we've gone,
Yeah.
just whatever.
And
Yeah.
you know, we all kid ourselves along when we're pre-vegans that it's that they live on a nice farm and they have space and it's all lovely and fun. And then, you know, a day comes where they get cuddled to death and it's all very peaceful and fun. And it's really, really not. And this film goes into, you know, he climbed into these gas chambers and you know, stuck some cameras in there to film it. And
Oh man.
yeah, exactly. And it was quite bizarre timing wise because I was watching it on the train on the way to work, and it was leading up to that bit just as I got towards my destination. So I just put my phone in my pocket while it was still playing, so I could hear it on my headphones as I'm
Oh
walking through
no.
the station. And it was all the screaming of the pigs. It started off with talking, you know, Joey's talking about he's done this and he's done that. And then it starts off, and then it goes into the what's actually happening in the gas chamber. And all I can hear as I'm walking through St. Pancras is screaming
Oh
pigs. And I was like, fuck's sake, this is just horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Oh, that's
But
bad, man.
very, very moving film, and the lengths that he and his mate Danny went to plant the cameras and then retrieve the cameras, because obviously you've got to go back and get them to get the footage. The lengths they went to get that, it's absolutely incredible. And they went to a farming like exhibition and spoke to the RSPCA about why they still support. They still put their logo on bacon and pig products that have been killed
RSPCA
in
approved.
gas chambers, yeah, and all that sort of thing. So yeah, they really you know, put themselves on the line and
And
did
I
the
think
good
that's the
work.
thing with Joey is that a lot of people don't like his ways. You know, we've talked about that between the two of us, and with some of our guests, we've said about how his the way he approaches conversations with people can be a bit aggressive and stuff. But actually, when he's doing stuff like this is when he comes into his own, because,
Absolutely.
you know, Tash Peterson does the stuff that she does, which is going out there. You know, she's got some fucking knackers on her to do what she does.
Well, yeah,
But
okay, sorry.
he's,
Yeah.
yeah, you know what I
I'm going
mean.
to edit that bit out,
But
yeah.
okay, so Tash Peterson's got some nuts to do what she does.
Yes.
But Joey goes another mile. You know,
Yes.
because he's breaking and entering and trespassing and all that, you know, he's breaking a lot of rules to do what he does. But how else do you do it? How else do you get that message out there?
That's it,
Because
because
it's all literally behind closed doors.
that's it. And people see the Red Tractor logo and they think, oh, yeah, it's Red Tractor, it's all fine. And it turns out that's a load of bollocks. And, you know, how, yeah, like you say, how else will people know what's going into it? Absolutely incredible. So yeah, highly recommend that. It's available on Amazon Prime in the UK and the US at the moment. So highly recommend that. And talking of
Second thing.
activists, have you seen the latest Elwood's video where Molly Elwood goes to a talk in the US and speaks to basically the person who created the rules on humane slaughter.
Brilliant.
So this is not just some what's the word? I guess I can't put it into words. It's not just someone who advocates for farming, but someone who has been responsible for the so-called humane slaughter of billions of animals by now, by the way that they by what they came up with. Temple Grandin, I think the name is, and Molly basically says to her, "You've been a great inspiration, and you know we use a lot of your techniques on our dog meat farm." And she takes a brochure off her, an Elwood's brochure off her, and rips it up on in front of
Oh, it's, yeah,
her.
it's so good. It's so
It's
good. And she,
absolutely magic.
because she, whatever her name is, Temple
Yeah.
Garmin, whatever her name is, she's like going, so this is the chute where the pigs go, or and is this is dog meat, and she's like, no,
Yeah.
it's this is human food made by dogs, and she's like, no, I don't advocate for this at all. It's like, well, okay.
All right. Okay, fine. But yeah, that was absolutely magic. Absolute magic.
Yeah.
So well done, Molly, for that. We love that. And then Viva have managed to cause controversy amongst Vivans.
Yeah.
Viva have managed to cause controversy amongst vegans this week by their latest stunt, where they basically drove around the streets of London with a dead pig hanging from the back of a truck. And
Yeah.
when I first saw the video, I thought, that's a really realistic model of a pig. And then it
Yeah.
turns out it's actually a pig that they bought, which blows my mind. Why on earth would you do that?
Right, I wasn't sure. So this is confirmation for me. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
So was it a real dog and a was it a real dog and a real sheep?
I don't think it was, but it was a real pig. So if it's not a real
Oh,
dog and
wow.
a real sheep, why is it a real pig? It doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you use a model? Everyone knows what that model is. You know, a pig is a pig is a distinctive animal. Why do you need to have a real one? Absolutely bizarre. But Viva have said it's because, you know, they wanted to highlight the issue or whatever, but absolutely bonkers. It's caused some discussions
Discussions,
amongst the
yes.
vegan community. They've had a lot of backlash from people commenting on their posts, etc. And
Right.
but you know they that you know it, if it's a stunt and it gets non-vegans thinking about being vegan, then
Yeah.
maybe, but I'm still not comfortable with killing a pig for the sake of a stunt. I know the pig wasn't killed
Yeah.
because of the stunt. It would have been, I don't know what it would have been, but just seems a
No.
bit bizarre.
It's gone.
But there
Yeah.
we go. Anyway.
So who's today's guest?
Well, funny you should ask that. Today's guest is Bruce, who runs UK Vegan Bikers, who are, as it says on the tin, they're in the UK, they're vegan, and they're bikers. And
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory
yeah.
then.
So he's gonna come on and tell us about his motorbike club and
Cool.
what they get up to and his vegan story. So we're looking forward to it. And
Excellent.
if you listen to this and you think, I'd love to go on and tell my vegan story, then why don't you give us a shout? And we will be glad to hear from you. You can come and find us on Instagram. That's probably easiest place to find us, or drop us an email.
And you could email a little bit. No, you couldn't. Who'd have thought? 50 episodes in, still can't get it right. If you want, you can email howiveganpodcast@gmail.com.
Love it.
Hello, how are
Good, thank you. How are you?
you? Yes, not bad, thank you very much. Hello.
Awesome. Oh, you've got your shirt on there. That looks pretty cool. That's a decent logo.
It is, isn't it? That was designed by Graham, one of our members.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe you could
Yeah.
do a job for us.
I'll pass any
Excellent.
details.
That'll be good. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Bruce. It's very exciting. We've been in the same place at the same time, but we didn't know each other at that point, did we? We were both at
No,
the
no.
Saving Nemo Tartar Sauce launch at the
Yeah,
Ark.
you were
That's it.
there. That's where you met each other.
E
Yeah,
everyone, it was.
Matthew goes to all these things, and I don't get to see anybody. It's like I'm just an outcast.
It's literally, it was anyone who's anyone who's vegan in the Northampton area and who was free on that Saturday night was there.
Yeah, I went to the Ark. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do a little intro. So our guest today is a member of, as far as I can tell, the UK's only vegan motorbike group, UK Vegan Bikers.
Yeah.
And we're very interested to find out what you use instead of leathers and, you know, what the I guess what the numbers are, what you do for meetups and all that kind of thing. Do you even call them meetups? Or as we've started in vegan runners started calling them gatherings now, so we don't say meet. But our guest is Bruce. Welcome.
Hello. Hi,
How are you
Bruce.
doing? Tell us about UK Vegan Bikers. What's the story?
Okay, sure. My name is Bruce. I'm admin for the UK Vegan Bikers Facebook group, and I run the UK Vegan Bikers Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube public accounts. UK Vegan Bikers Facebook group was originally born as UK Vegan and Vegetarian Bikers. That was in December 2016. The original Facebook private group was founded by Al and Cassie Ryder. And they were both stunt riders, with the they're performing as a stunted reality, which is no longer around, sadly. Eventually, they decided it was decided as a joint decision with me, because I'd been a moderator in the group since the early days, that we were going to change the group to UK Vegan Bikers to better reflect our values. We
Right.
consulted members of the group. And they voted overwhelmingly in favor of the change. And so we changed to UK Vegan Bikers from UK Vegan and Vegetarian Bikers.
Wow.
As time moved on, Alan Cassie's circumstances changed. They had less time to deal with the group, and they decided to opt out, and they passed the group on to my capable hands. Since then, I've diversified the UK Vegan Bikers brand a bit. So we've got the public Facebook account, Instagram page, and the YouTube channel. The original credit for the YouTube channel must go to Cavan Price. Thanks, Cav. He started it before I took it over. Private group has actually gone from strength to strength. So we current membership as of February 2024. Is currently standing at 1.3K members from
Wow.
all walks of life and genders. So yeah, for a UK vegan biker group, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I pride myself as admin of the group. I pride myself in keeping it a safe space for everyone. Something I am extremely proud of is the fact that several women have told me that aside from female-only bike groups, this is a group that feels safest in.
Nice.
Wow,
Well
really
done.
proud of that. We actually
Yeah.
have currently 45% female membership in the private group, and
What?
3%, yeah, which is very good. And
That's amazing.
got 3% with no gender specified. So for a motorcycling group, I think that is really encouraging.
That's
I
incredible.
don't want to generalize, but most male-dominated biking groups as a whole tend to be on the sexist and homophobic side sometimes, all disguised
Right.
as guys of banter. So
Oh
yeah,
yeah, that old chestnut.
it's not good sometimes, and it's why I don't really like being in mainstream bike groups sometimes. But yeah, so I wouldn't allow any of that in the group. I mean, if anything, anybody said anything of that nature in the group, they'd be kicked out straight away.
Nice.
I'm not a prude, you know, far from it. I mean, I've got an extremely dark sense of humor myself, but there's a time and a place for it.
Yes.
And you know, well, that it's not the time for it. It's not the place for it. You can probably see Casper behind me now, can't you?
Oh, look at that. It's a shame it's an audio-only podcast. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Casper is going to help me.
Fantastic.
That is really amazing, and particularly in Facebook as well, because it's such a negative place, and there's so many groups that there's so
I
many
agree. Yeah.
Of those, that there's
If it
so much
wasn't for you, David,
toxicity.
I wouldn't be on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got that accolade and that feedback, that's incredible. Good
Yeah,
work.
really good work.
So I've
That's
got
really good.
just a little bit more here about the socials, because Instagram is a bit of a weird one. So it's plateaued at around 3.5K followers for quite some time now. I'm guessing that we are a bit of a niche within a niche. And obviously,
Yeah.
biking isn't really associated with veganism and vice versa. But I made a mistake of doing a couple of boosted posts. And since then, they got really well received, lots of likes on them. But after that, all my likes nosedived. Make of that what you will. So,
Yeah, I
ever
think
do a boosted post is what I would recommend.
no, I think the algorithm is set that you get a certain amount of reach.
Yeah.
And it's only the people who pay
Yeah.
who get any more than that. And
Yeah.
you may be similar to us in that it's a hobby rather than a job.
Yes,
And
exactly. Yeah.
so
Yeah.
what's the benefit? You know, I've looked at it before, we've
Yeah.
looked at it before, but
No,
what are you
no.
going to benefit from
It was a
Instagram
mistake.
likes? It doesn't count from anything, does it?
No, yeah, it was a stupid thing to do, and as I said, I literally my next few posts after that, all the reach nosedived. So, what really annoys me as well with Instagram is they're really trying to push like the reels now, which is not really what Instagram was like at the beginning. So it's kind of ruined it a bit for me. And also, what another thing as well is you get all the you get the ones who you get the accounts that follow you then unfollow you just to push up their own numbers. And
Yes.
so I'm careful. I don't really follow automatically like people who follow me now because of that reason. You just think
Yeah.
I'm just trying to boost their own following.
True. Yeah. It's a good
Yeah.
shout. So, what's the sort of setup then with UK Vegan Bikers in terms of do you have gatherings or are you
Yeah,
all sort
so
of spread
we
across the
have
country? What's the
regular
deal?
meetups. So the last one was at the barn in Willey.
Oh, love it.
When was that? I think it was early January, actually. Middle of January, actually. Yeah, not that far down ago. And I think we had about 17, 18 members turn up. Yeah.
Lovely.
I mean, for bikers in the middle of winter, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it was also on that date, I had the afternoon tea as well. So from Inclusive Bakes, I think it was.
Oh,
And
wow.
so a lot of us had afternoon teas and some had burgers.
That must have
Yeah.
looked awesome in the car park out the front, all your
Yeah,
bikes lined up.
we've had a couple of meetups there before. Yeah, it is good to see all the bikes there,
Yeah.
especially that very big car park there. So I think you've been there, haven't you? Wait.
Yeah.
So I live near a place called Hollingworth Lake,
Yeah.
and on that lake, there's a pub restaurant there called, oh man, I can't remember what the bloody name of it is now. It's
Isn't it the
gone from my head.
lakeside or something? No.
Might be the lakeside.
We've been
It's a
there,
big
haven't we?
white building anyway. Google it, you'll see it. But on a nice sunny day, the amount of bikers that go to that for a
Yeah.
Coke, like and then like have a like all get together. You should come. You should come and I can walk up and see you.
That's a
I'll have to see
trip.
how many miles away it is.
It's
A
a lot.
bit long, isn't it? Watch out. Yeah. I've never been, but yeah, it is a bit of a trek.
It's
Which I
a
don't mind if the weather's nice.
no.
Yeah.
It's 100 miles. I've just googled it. I've got to find what the name of this
Not
pub is
too
now.
bad then, yeah.
Oh, the beach. Is that it?
No, not the beach. It's not the beach.
A different one.
Yeah.
I can't
What's
find
the
it now.
white pub up at the lake called? Sorry? What's the white pub at the lake called? The wine press.
Oh, no, not heard of it,
Oh,
no.
that one. Okay, yep.
That one.
I know which one you mean. Okay, fine. Good. Anyway,
Yes.
so
Moving
Bruce,
on.
I've been desperate to ask this one. What do you wear instead of leathers?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of actual motorbike clothing is actually textile anyway. So you can get plenty of textile jackets and trousers. And also, riding jeans are a big thing now. So the only thing you have to watch is obviously the leather patch on the back, but I don't think many of them have that. So that's the whole problem. Also, a lot of boots, motorcycle boots nowadays, are made in lorica rather than leather. It's a bit of a misconception that they're actually leather. But yeah, lorica is a man-made material. And yeah, so they use a lot in the motorcycle boots now. Special mention to Andromeda Moto. They are a vegan-owned company from Spain, and they produce vegan motorcycle clothing. They make a motorcycle racing suit, which is actually certified for track use as well. And it even features fabrics used by astronauts on the space station. They also produce an adventure-style jacket for like the adventure bikes, if you like your BMW GSs and stuff. And they do other style jackets and trousers, as well as gloves and boots. The materials they use are actually claimed to be more resistant to leather, which is a pretty good going. And we are actually planning a European tour this year with a few of the other vegan bikers, and we'll be visiting their shop in Vittoria Gasteiz. I probably haven't said that right. But so yeah, watch out for that. Yeah, we'll be visiting them. So looking forward to that.
Excellent. That's exciting.
Okay.
Love it. Awesome. And you sell merch on your website as well, don't you?
Just t-shirts and stickers, and yeah, that's about, there's a patch as well, but I think it's out of stock. So
okay,
yeah, I think the company is in trouble. Who were producing them?
Oh,
so,
that's frustrating.
Yeah.
All right. So we've established how you got into vegan bikers, but how did you get into being vegan?
So my vegan story is, I'm going to preface this by saying my earliest memories of animal rights activism. My first memory is a vague recollection of being with my family in London. I was probably about 10 years old, and I was handed a sticker against animal testing by my sister. She'd got it from a store or somewhere. Now, I remember my mum saying I wasn't against animal testing, and my sister saying I was. That's one of my earliest memories of kind of animal rights activism. My next recollection is growing up in France. I actually grew up in France. And I remember seeing an anti-vivisection poster on a wall in Coulommiers near Toulouse, where I used to live. And it depicted a beagle being cut open and bled to death. I would have been in my teens, I think.
Yeah, I'd remember that.
No idea why these memories they're so ingrained in me.
Yeah.
Because there was no indication I was going to be vegan or anything. If you'd have asked me pre-2002 if I would ever be vegan, I'd probably have laughed at you. I even knew the meaning of the word back then.
Yeah.
I used to love mixed grills and that, and I was a big meat eater. I used to say horrible things about vegetarians, and, you know, I'm ashamed now, to be honest. I mean, veganism would have been an alien concept to me. So if you fast forward to January 2002, and I got involved in animal rights purely by chance. We went to a New Year's Eve demo at Huntingdon Life Sciences in Woolley.
At
the suggestion of my partner, she was veggie from a young age, and she was staunchly anti-vivisection. It was a bit of a wild night. Some things happening that you'd probably get arrested nowadays. those events drew me into the animal rights movement. After getting involved with direct action, I kind of realized I couldn't justify going on protests and carry on eating meat. So that was my first step, and I went vegetarian in 2002. A few days later, my mum had cooked me a roast dinner, and I made a connection, and that was it. I went veggie from that point onwards, from what I remember. My bike at the time was a Harley Davidson Sportster, and all my riding kit was leather. So I had like big leather jacket and the leather tassels, everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I wouldn't judge anyone if they still use pre-vegan leather. So that's a personal choice. It's a topic that comes up occasionally and ends up in arguments. But for me personally, I couldn't do it, and I switched all my kit out to non-leather clothing. So I was very active in the animal rights movement for the next couple of years, went on many demos and did a short stint at Sabin, but I was way too unfit for that.
It's incredible what they do, isn't it? The Sabs, they're like legging over hedges and sprinting across muddy fields and stuff. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Friend,
yeah, Clive is a Sab, and yeah, he's amazing what they get, what they do.
Yeah.
So a couple of years after that, I got a job in security, and I was going to be criminal record checked every 3 years. So I realized I couldn't risk carrying on doing direct action in case I got into trouble and got arrested and I could lose my job. And especially as we were looking to buy a house and that. So that actually spurred me on to become vegan. So I knew I could save animals that way instead. So it took me a couple of years, but eventually early 2006, I officially became vegan. So I guess, does that make me an ancient vegan?
Oh. What are we, 10 years or more is ancient vegan. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel old now.
Yeah, that's 18 years.
Yeah, 18 years.
That's really good.
18 years. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's fair.
When does the protein deficiency kick in?
Ah, well.
So 2006 then was when you went vegan, fully vegan, if you like. Then
yeah, so 2006 is when I went officially became vegan. I was mostly dairy anyway. I'd swapped dairy milk to soy milk a long time ago, and I was mostly eating vegan anyway. So it, once I actually transitioned to vegan, it was fairly easy to make the swap. Interestingly, it was my partner, obviously my now wife, she inspired me to become vegetarian and get involved into animal rights. But I was actually the first to go vegan, and I converted her to veganism.
Nice work.
Yeah. So
nice work. That's really good. That's good. So that is interesting. So you've always lived around the sort of Northampton area, Northamptonshire?
I grew up in the south of France.
Yes. Sorry, but while you've been vegan and that sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, always been. Yeah. So I moved. We moved back in 1996. I'm moving into veggie in 2002. Yeah, so yeah, no, always been in Northamptonshire. Yeah, so
okay. How do you find the sort of vegan provisions in our glorious county? Because I find it quite a bit of a struggle.
So you've got daily bread, haven't we, in Northampton?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, which haven't been there for a while, to be honest. I don't know what it's like nowadays. But I'll just get all my stuff from Tesco. I'll just do online shopping. So
yeah,
we tend to order stuff online as well. So in terms of local stuff, I mean, there was that one in Hornet Whole Foods. Do you remember that one in Wellingborough?
No.
Yeah, they were here. Actually, Mark was a few years ago, so I'm not sure when they closed down. Yeah, but there used to be a Whole Foods shop in Wellingborough called, I'm sure it was Hornet Whole Foods. But yeah, that closed a little while ago. It was only a small shop, but they had some decent stuff in there. Other than that, I mean, obviously, you've got the Ark in Northampton.
Mm-hmm.
You got Carmarthen as well, Carmarthen.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been there, haven't we?
Yes, we love Carmarthen.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a while. Yes, yeah, decent food in there, yeah.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, but apart from that, I can't think of much else. No.
We've got Damn Good Dough in Wellingborough, yeah. The donut shop. Yeah, that's tremendous.
Yeah.
And
come to that later.
Okay, good. Good.
So what do you think's been the hardest thing since you made that transition?
So back then, eating out was obviously a big challenge, unless you actually went to a proper veggie vegan restaurant, which there wasn't many about.
Yeah.
Obviously in 2006, I don't remember there being many fully vegan places around at all. We had Veggie World in Bletchley. You had a Veggie World?
No.
Oh, I have heard of that. Yes. Sian mentioned that when she came on, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's they're a takeaway now in Bletchley, but they used to they actually used to be a restaurant. So yeah, they were mostly vegan except for the desserts back then. They are fully vegan now. I have fond memories of the Rainbow Cafe in Cambridge. You might not know that one because that closed a little while ago, but
No.
That was a bit of a cult veggie vegan cafe in Cambridge. One of my most memorable moments when we first went vegan, actually, I think it was about 2008. We went for a family meal at a local rather posh restaurant. I can't remember the place now. In Stanwick, the hotel in Stanwick. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I'll Google it.
Yeah, names out of my head now. But yeah, it's a big family event, and my dad had rung up well in advance and booked it and said, "Oh, me and my wife were vegan. Could you cater for us?" And yeah, I said, "Not a problem." He even rang up a couple of days before to check and make sure because I asked him to. And they said, "Yeah, positive. We can accommodate." We had salad for starters, salad for mains, and fruit salad for dessert.
Come on.
Well, we did have some sorbet that was vegan as well. Yeah, so as
Brilliant.
You know, I was still hungry. obviously, back then, the amount of vegan options in supermarkets was limited. Oat milk was pretty much unheard of. One of the biggest struggles I had actually back then was finding fillings to put in my sandwiches. A lot of time we used to just have hummus sandwiches and with crisps and some chopped up carrots, which is okay, but it just gets boring after a little while, doesn't it? Finding non-leather safety boots as well was an issue back then. It's not a problem nowadays, there's plenty available. But back then it was real struggle. Going vegan, cheese, as always, was one of my biggest issues. I grew up in the south of France. Cheese is a big part of your diet back over there. I still have nightmares thinking back to the times when the only vegan cheese available was Cheesley. Did you ever try that?
Cheesley?
No.
I mean, that sounds like one of those awful American cheeses.
Disgusting. Yeah, it was just about edible when it was melted, but yeah, it was disgusting stuff.
Oh man.
Another struggle.
Any cheese option before we went vegan is just like no.
Yeah, that's
so we're still struggling when we went.
Yeah, Bute Island were okay. So I don't know if they were around when. I'm not sure if they're still around Bute Island. You don't really see their stuff anymore.
I heard of that.
Yeah, no. So they might have gone, but they used to have some decent cheeses. Dealing with other vegans is a struggle as well, don't you find?
Yeah,
there's always someone
that's
more
mean.
Vegan than you and ready to criticize you at any moment.
Yes.
At any moment. I don't think it helps, really. I mean, unless that criticism is actually valid, which most of the time it isn't, it's just trying to out-vegan others, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a lot of misinformation out there as well. I mean, online, there's like, you see all these e-numbers lists, and some of them aren't actually reliable. And new vegans pick this up. And I mean, the case in point is in the US, white sugar isn't vegan because of bone char, but
yes,
no,
here it's not a problem, it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. Same with L-cysteine, that's generally vegan over here. It's pretty much unheard of to get a non-vegan version. But I think in the US, it's a different story. I've got one last little struggle for you. Yes, it's a recent struggle. This is finding vegan photo paper. I've recently taken up photography as a hobby, and finding vegan friendly photo paper has been a real struggle because it's got gelatin in it. Photo paper has actually got gelatin in it.
Bruce, I've just blown my mind. What?
You don't think of these things. I knew about it, which is.
Why would you think of it? It's paper.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah,
that's it. What?
But yeah, actual bog standard photo paper.
Oh my God.
Isn't vegan. Yeah. It's the same with some toilet roll, isn't it? A lot of toilet roll isn't vegan either.
Oh, don't say this.
What have I been wiping my ass with? What? What?
I think it might be just like the scented ones and that, and they've like gelatin the bind it together or something. It's something like that. Anyway, I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, not all toilet paper is actually vegan. Yeah. So yeah, you can add that too, I suppose.
You've blown my mind there. Absolutely blown my mind.
Surprisingly, changing to a vegan bike kit wasn't a problem. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, man-made textile trousers and jackets are widely available, and most boots have been made in Lorica for a long time now. So that's that wasn't a problem. The biggest problem was finding vegan gloves, because most of them have got like 3% goat leather in or something stupid like that, which is ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, that's
3% goat leather.
I know. Like, yeah.
Just yeah, that's like when they.
You're not going to cuff or something to have a little bit of leather. Why?
Yeah. That's like when they put like a teaspoon of milk powder in something. It's like they're how can we make this so the vegans can't use it?
Yeah. Like Vimto.
Yes! Fucking Vimto. Fuck you, Vimto.
What is Vimto all about?
You don't hear about that one, Bruce.
Here you go.
I don't drink Vimto, but what's in it?
The chemical they put in for vitamin D, it always says Vimto with added vitamin D,
yeah,
comes from lanolin, from sheep's wool.
Yeah.
Why?
So,
yeah,
Vimto, a blackcurrant cordial, isn't vegan. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Fuck you, Vimto. Anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Can you believe I've just Googled this? Gelatin is often included in toilet paper formulas because it acts as a binding agent for the fibres in the paper.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. Yeah.
What the hell is going on? Unbelievable. That's... You've thrown me right off there. You've thrown me right off.
Sorry. we actually order from Who Gives a Crap? Have you heard of them?
Oh, yes. They're like a subscription.
That name is amazing.
Yeah.
And you get a big box delivered with Who Gives a Crap on it.
Oh, magic. Yeah, oh, I've just remembered what I wanted to take you back to go back to is when you said about pre-vegan leather. One of the things at the minute is people buying or vegans buying leather products from like a secondhand clothing store or a charity shop and reusing it so that it's getting its use. It's serving a purpose, which is similar to like you were saying about the sort of your pre-vegan leathers and stuff like that. And it's that is definitely a hot topic in the vegan community at the minute, isn't it?
Personally, it's not for me. I don't know. I'd struggle with that concept. I can see why people do it, but personally, I can do it. I mean, unless you got money worries, and obviously, you know, you need to buy whatever you can find at the cheapest way possible. And yeah, no, it's not for me. I can see why people do it, and I wouldn't judge someone for doing it as long as it's secondhand. No. You could argue the same with cars. Most cars have got leather steering wheels, haven't they? Surprisingly, motorcycle seats are not made of leather. It's very rare for them to be made of leather.
Oh, wow.
Vinyl, I found that out on my first Harley Davidson. Because when I went vegan, I looked into changing the seat, and then after looking at it, I realized it was actually made from vinyl. So,
oh, brilliant. Saved you a job.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
I think the way I see it is, you know, when we go, I have that thing, I was even doing it this evening when I was in the shop, but you go down the meat aisle, the dead animal aisle, and I'm there. I was looking for something for us to have for dinner, and I stumbled on the meat aisle, and I was just like, I just feel sick. I just see these dead animal parts. It's horrible. Yeah. It's just crap now. But
you're walking through the morgue.
I think if you're still wearing animal products to justify their death, I'm just like, no, I'm you're still putting it on your body, and it just still feels icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's a difficult one. I say I wouldn't judge, but it's not for me. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. But like you say, a lot of vegans will judge and will be quite happy to tell you that they're judging.
Yeah.
Which is
you're not really vegan.
Yes. Yeah, I'm more vegan than you.
And in your vegan badge.
There's nothing better than a hunk of prime Labrador steak, wonderfully marbled. And that is almost entirely dependent on how it's produced. Elwood's Organic Dog Meat has complete control of this entire journey. So I'm here at Elwood's Farm to find out a little more about it.
Welcome to Elwood Farms.
Thank you very much, Elwood.
I hear you do a bit of barbecuing.
I do a little bit of barbecuing every now and then, yes.
From a chef's point of view, consistency is key for everything.
It doesn't matter if it's a Rottweiler ribeye, a Pyrenees mince, or a lab sirloin.
You can always tell when the dog comes from a place where it was well reared. And every step has to be right, doesn't it? Oh, you should see these guys. So, from an Elwood's point of view, there's complete traceability.
Absolutely. Unrivaled traceability, so it's fine.
Every single piece of dog meat?
Yeah, from pup to farmer's market.
Everything the dog's been fed?
Everything about it.
For each dog?
Yeah. Only Marks and Spencer's and Whole Foods do this.
Where else can people order from?
From elwooddogmeat.com. That's ELWOOD. Dogmeat.com.
For top quality meat from dogs for people. Meat that's local, sustainable, and humanely harvested. There's only Elwood's Organic Dog Meat.
They seem pretty friendly, don't they? They're more responsive to me than my kids, to be honest.
This episode is supported by V-Gums.
V-Gums is a plant-based, eco-friendly gummy supplement brand which is perfect for the whole family.
V-Gums are vegan, gluten-free and made with natural flavours.
And we have a unique discount code for How I Vegan podcast listeners. You can get 20% off any one-time purchase or your first subscription order.
Just enter the code HOW20 at the checkout to claim your discount.
Head to vegums.com for more details.
That's vegums.com.
Did you know about tyres?
Oh, no.
Not all tyres are vegan.
Oh, my God. How do you work that out? How?
What is used? I'm not going to say this right. Stearic acid that is used in the molding process, and Michelins are okay. Pirelli as well, from what I understand. But yeah, a lot of tyre brands are not actually vegan. So. Oh,
God.
Wow.
Another bombshell for you. Sorry.
Yeah. Jesus. I posted. Excuse me. I posted on my Instagram just in the break there about I'd Googled is toilet paper vegan, and the responses that I've had already, everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? What?
Brilliant.
But who thought of that? Like, what can we do to make this toilet paper better? I know. We'll add some gelatin.
I want to wipe my arse some gelatin.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Hello.
Fucking I hate people. Fucking wrong.
Where else can it actually fit the animal products?
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, Bruce, think back to when you went vegan all those many years ago. What did your friends and family think about it?
So, my family were quite abused mostly. I mean,
that's a good word.
They all thought it was a bit of a fad. obviously, it's a long-lasting fad. But I mean, overall, there wasn't any negativity. I think my mum and dad were quite understanding. My dad was very old-fashioned with old-fashioned values, but as you can imagine. But so he just, didn't really think much about it, to be honest. Just accepted it, and that was it. I mean, I'd moved out of home by that point anyway, so it wasn't really a problem. So this was 2006, yeah. So we moved out of my parents in 2005, yeah. So
Okay, yeah, so it wasn't like they had to change the shopping habits or anything like that. It's
No. So,
which.
yeah, I mean, interestingly, my brother does tend to joke about it, but he's a lorry driver, and that he's made deliveries to a warehouse next door to a slaughterhouse before,
Oh,
and
wow.
he's heard the cries of the animals, so he knows. He's told us he has to put his headphones on so he doesn't have to hear them. And on the flip side, it's at least turned him flexitarian, which isn't it's something. He eats
Yeah.
most vegan during the week, I think.
Okay. We'll let him off then.
Yeah, we'll let him off. It's better than nothing. I've got another
Yes, exactly.
sister. One of my sisters is actually flexitarian as well. She's mostly vegan, but she's more for health reasons than for the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? It still counts. If
Friend, I didn't
people
agree.
aren't If people aren't, if people are eating fewer animals or no animals because it's for their
Exactly. Yeah, that's
health.
what I'll say. As Tesco say, every little helps.
Exactly. I love that.
Exactly.
Yes. That's
With
it.
friends, I didn't really have any many at that time, to be honest. And most of the friends I did have were vegan themselves anyway, so that wasn't really an issue. With work colleagues, obviously, you get, as you expect, as you all know, you get all the banter. But
Yeah.
to be fair, nothing was nasty. So, yeah,
That's good.
nothing what I'm about.
That's good.
So, do you think anything changed for you, like mentally or physically?
So physically, I'd say no. I mean, it was a gradual process anyway. So I by that point, I was mostly vegan anyway. I am, and I've always have been a junk food vegan anyway. So I do try and eat a balanced diet though. I mean, I do try and get the right nutrients. So I do, even though I eat a lot of junk, I do eat a lot of fruit and veg as well, and like nuts and flax seeds, and try and make sure I get all the right things inside me. I don't try and promote a vegan diet purely for health reasons. I think a vegan diet, I mean, it can be healthier than an omnivore diet, but I don't think it's the be all and end all of why someone is healthy. I mean, that being said, eating like the right vegan foods is certainly going to help you be healthier than you eat than if you eat meat. But I
Yeah.
don't think that a vegan diet alone will prevent you from getting ill, really. But it definitely can help. That's my take on
Yes.
it.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
I think mentally, it's knowing I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm on the right side of history, and I'm doing my bit to prevent animal suffering. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm constantly striving to do my best. But the flip side of that is there's one dangerous aspect of that is sometimes when I reflect on what is happening to animals in the world on a daily basis, whether it be in slaughterhouses, laboratories, or just in general, I can get to a very, very dark place in my mind. And I really have to focus hard on snapping out of that, as it can be quite harrowing. I just don't understand how non-vegans cannot see what we see. So,
That
yeah.
is
The mental
one
side
of
of
the things that I've struggled with is
Yeah.
the knowing that people know and still
Yeah.
do it, and
You can, yeah.
it just and I was in that position, you know,
Yeah.
pre-vegan,
Yeah.
I was
Yeah.
in that
So was I.
position,
So was I.
but. But now that you're here on this side of the fence, you're like, how can you not see? How? And you're
Yeah.
right, it can get to you,
If
can't
you
it?
start thinking about it, it can, as I said, end up in that really dark space, and I have to stop thinking about it because it really does. It's not nice. Yeah.
And just on you mentioned the health thing there about the living, or I suppose a plant-based diet for health
Yeah.
reasons. So I had a blood test a couple of weeks ago, and it came back as high cholesterol. And so
Yeah,
I had
it
a call
happens.
with the doctor,
Yeah.
and the doctor was like, "Right, you know, it was one of these sort of typical sort of the doctor's already made up their mind exactly what they're going to say. Right, so you need to cut down on meat, dairy, fish, butter, milk." And I was like,
Yeah.
"Ah, right, okay, yeah, I've been vegan for 6 years," and they were like, It's like, oh, this is completely out of their knowledge area, that was, because it was clear, like, every person with high cholesterol, it was like, say the same things. No red meat. None of this. None of that. None of this. And I was just like, oh, I don't eat any of that. And they were like, I don't really know what to say then. Thanks.
It's not unheard of, is it? I've heard of a few vegans who've been diagnosed with high cholesterol.
Yeah. So I need to get to the bottom of that. So if there's any vegan nutritionist listening who can help me lower my cholesterol, with advice that isn't stop eating eggs and meat, then that would be really helpful. Anyway, cracking on. Here's our key bingo question. Where do you get your protein and other nutrients?
I don't. I died years ago.
Yes.
From macronutrients. You're speaking to a vegan vampire. I drink the blood of decapitated beetroots. I've got a serious note on that one, though. In 2015, I was involved in a serious motorcycle accident. I was knocked off by a drink driver, and I took evasive action to the left, which exposed my right leg. So my right leg took the full brunt of the impact. I was airlifted to hospital. My femur was sticking out my bike jeans. My tibia was reduced to rubble. Sorry if you're squeamish. And my foot was pointing at a rather awkward angle.
Oh, Jesus.
So I remember the first paramedic on scene speaking on her phone to the control room, and she was saying it's going to be at least a partial amputation. Oh. When I woke up and my legs still attached the next day, I was a bit surprised, to say the least. So I had several operations over the next 2 weeks before being discharged. And on the day I was discharged, the dietitian came to see me, and she seemed a little worried about how you're going to recover with like your vegan diet. You need to make sure you get like the right nutrients in you. She was generally a bit worried. I said, don't worry, I'll be fine. And nearly a year of recovery later, when I was finally discharged, albeit with some permanent damage, obviously, my specialist's own words were, you've made a remarkable recovery.
Oh.
His exact word. He said, you've made a really remarkable recovery. And he had no idea I was vegan. So there you go. There's your proof that we vegans get plenty enough protein.
Love it.
There you go.
Proof
there
positive. That is tremendous.
It's about eating the right things. So obviously I made sure I ate loads of tofu. Loads of nuts, anything protein dense, and
So how's your leg now then? Because that's what's that 10?
So it was 9 years ago now. So I've still got some. It's still weak, so I haven't got full strength in it. It only bends back that far. I don't know if you can see that. Sort of like to that kind of angle.
Okay. Like a right angle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some foot drop, which you can say it moves a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, and I'm missing my posterior cruciate ligament, PCL. Yeah, so it does get a bit wobbly on the right hand side. So I have to watch my right foot down. Other than that, I get on with it. I manage. You know, you just have to pick yourself up and move on, don't you? Otherwise, you're like.
Pick yourself up and all the bits that the drink driver's knocked off.
All I was worried about was riding my bike again.
Yeah.
The original doctor said, no, you won't ride a bike again. Yeah, we'll see.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that's what a story that is. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So what's the best thing about being vegan?
A clear conscience. I know that my body is not a grave for other animals. I'm not perfect. Yeah. There's no such thing as 100% vegan, despite some people thinking they are. I do the best I can in the circumstances I'm in.
Yes. Can't argue with that. You've mentioned Animoto already, but what's your favourite vegan product at the moment?
Mentioned what, sorry? Andromeda.
Andromeda, God, you've mentioned it so many times and I still got
Andromeda
it.
Andromeda
I'm going to ask that one again. Right, you've mentioned Andromeda Moto already, but what's your favourite vegan product at the moment?
Well, it's Elwood's Labrador Steaks.
Yes!
It's juicy and tender. Ethically sourced. What's not to like? What isn't to like?
Exactly. They live a great life on the farm. They have one bad day when they fulfill their destiny and they end up on your plate.
What isn't to like? Guys,
what more did they want? From
Elwood's dogmeat.com, isn't it?
That's it.
Brilliant.
But I do like, at the moment, the Juicy Marble Steaks. Pretty good.
I've not had that. I've still not had that. Who was it? Oh, it was Hema who said that, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean,
Hema's a couple of episodes ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go on then. How do you have it? What do you have it with? What's the deal?
I just did as I said. I seasoned it. I can't remember what I put on it, like pepper and salt, and a bit, and just let it soak in for about an hour. Then we fried it and just added with a bit of ketchup and some chips.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've had them a couple of times now, and they are expensive, but it's as an occasional treat, it's fine. I'll tell you what else I really like in a minute. I've just discovered this. I don't know how long they've been doing it. M&S Plant Kitchen Ham is actually probably the best ham I've had so far, best vegan ham. And I've been having that in my sandwiches with some sauerkraut as my work sandwiches.
Nice.
And, that is really good.
It's not just vegan ham, it's M&S vegan ham.
And also a shout out for Mabel's Yorkshire Puddings.
Oh, yes.
Best Yorkshire puddings you can get. And
yes.
We ordered them online.
Yep, they are really good. We had them, I think, The Barn serve them, don't they?
The
That's
barn,
their Yorkshire pudding.
You can order them frozen from their website as well. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they do Toad in the Hole now as well.
Oh, vegan Toad in the Hole.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I might be thinking of something else. But...
I haven't had that since I was garnished.
Stand by. I'm going to Google it.
One available last year. I think it was from Asda. I can't remember the make, but it was disgusting.
That one. Okay. right. Yorkshire. Oh, yeah. Order Toad in the Hole.
Yeah. So, yes, it is Mabel's, isn't it? Yeah.
Not only is it Mabel's, but it's also Vossage's. How have we missed that? Maiden. Oh my god,
they're Yorkshire's, just the best, aren't they?
Yeah, and Vossage's.
I don't know the last time I had a Yorkshire pudding.
I've made my own a couple of times. I'm not a great chef, I've made my own a couple of times, and it's a bit long winded, but they do come out really nice.
Yeah, so my wife made some with flaxseed, and they were really delicious, but they didn't look like they didn't brown like a Yorkshire pudding. They were in the nicest possible way grey. She was like really disappointed because she was like, oh, these look awful, but they were really nice. Yeah. They were like Yorkshire puddings are supposed to be, just the ingredients didn't go that color.
I can't remember the recipe we used, but it was similar. Yeah, they didn't brown or anything, but they actually tasted fine. So they're still not as good as Mabel's.
Okay.
Wow. Great Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah.
You haven't sold it to me. I'm gonna have to work on that.
No, but Mabel's are awesome. So
Mabel's are good.
Yeah.
Okay. Mabel's have to good. Find them.
Yeah.
So, okay, Bruce, okay. What advice would you give to somebody if they came to you wanting to make the change?
So I would say do it at your own pace. Don't beat yourself up if you make a mistake. I mean, I'm quite impulsive. So if I've decided to do something, I do it straight away. But not everybody is like that, and some people need time, you know. I'd rather someone take it step by step rather than going all in and just falling off the wagon because they don't get on with it. You know, just go at your own pace. If you make your mind up and do it. But if you need your time, you know, just take your time. Don't rely on any of the vegan apps that people tell you to download because they're not reliable. Now, I don't know if you've seen them online. A lot of people promote them in their Facebook groups.
No, tell us about them. I've not seen those.
But there's these, apparently these vegan apps that you scan a barcode and it tells you if something's vegan or not. And apparently they're not reliable at all. Same again, we've already touched on this before, but don't rely on like information you find online, like e-numbers, like the lists that you see floating about. They're not always accurate.
No.
It will take time, but you will learn how to do it. Just take your time. And eventually, it just becomes second nature reading labels, as you probably know.
Yeah. Well, it's sometimes it's not even labels because the Vimto, you know, as we mentioned earlier, doesn't say on the label that it's made out of lamb's wool. And your bog roll definitely doesn't say it's got gelatin in it.
Yeah.
So even we've discovered today something after 6 years, we've discovered that our bog roll might not be vegan. So you can't beat yourself up about little things like that.
Just do your best.
That's it.
I would also advise joining the vegan society because I feel it is important that we as vegans, we support them. And the more members, the stronger that society will become. So I would strongly advise if you are passionate about being vegan, join the vegan society and you'll get lots of support from them if you need it. And also, finally, just remind yourself, you are on the right side of history.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. It's you're doing the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
And like you say, all we can do is our best.
Yep.
And when we know better, we do better. So now we know about the bog roll, we can. Start using the I'm going to keep going back to it because it's absolutely blown my mind, but now that we know about it, now you know, next time I go to Tesco or wherever to get toilet roll, I'll know which ones to get and which ones not to get because I'll make sure I get the ones that haven't got gelatin in.
And then you get the people saying, oh, you ain't gonna eat them, are you?
I'd also rather not wipe my ass on a dead animal, thanks.
Yes. Exactly.
Precisely.
How many other ways can we abuse animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Okay, so who's your vegan inspiration?
So this has been a tough one for me. I've pretty much trod my own path during my vegan journey, so I couldn't really think of any. But having said that, I had the honour of meeting Joan Court a few times in my early activism days. And she was a phenomenally inspirational woman. So for those who don't know Joan Court, she was a veteran human and animal rights activist. And she even once joined a Sea Shepherd vessel at sea at the age of 85, I think, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, an incredible woman. So Google her if you've not heard of her. She's an incredible woman. But recently, I've had someone who I hadn't thought about it, but has actually inspired me quite a lot. And, thinking about it has made me think of her. So this is Jade Rides. In 2022, this young vegan woman traveled solo through 19 countries to Georgia and back on her motorbike, off-road and on-road. A trip that lasted 147 days across 13,000 miles, raising money for charity. So I think what she's achieved is incredible, and I'll take my hat off to her. I'd love to do a similar trip, but sorry to use this terminology, but I wouldn't have the balls. So, I think Jade is an incredibly inspirational woman.
Wow.
Lastly, I know it's not quite inspirational, but I'm a huge heavy metal fan. I'm a huge extreme metal fan, and I've got a lot of respect for like vegan metal artists who openly promote their choice to be vegan. So like people like Tom Gabriel Fisher, you got Lee Dorian, Doro, Justin Greaves from Triple Black Phoenix, Alissa White Glutz, I can never say her name properly, from Arch Enemy, and there's so many more. But yeah, I say it's not quite inspiration, but I hugely respect anybody in the metal movement who openly promotes being veganism, because again, it's quite a metalheads tend to be quite close minded as well. You wouldn't think so, but yeah, they can be.
Okay,
I saw Gojira last year. Obviously they're a quite big vegan activist band, and I'd seen him supporting Trivium years ago, and then I went and saw him on their own tour last year, and I actually found myself getting quite emotional about their music. It was the screen at the back of the stage had got imagery on it that was there's a song, I can't remember what the song's name is now, but I think it's called Another World actually. And it was an animation of astronauts going to another planet, turning upon the planet that was the same as our planet, that was overgrown with woodland, but there was like the Eiffel Tower collapsed on top of it. So it's like a future that our planet is still going to see those things, but we're ruining it for any future species that might come after us. And I just found myself getting like a bit over emotional about it, even like when they do a song called Whale Song.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
And it's incredible. And it's quite heavy, it's quite heavy music, but it's really beautifully written. It's amazing.
Same with Heaven Shall Burn. I've got a song called Hunters Will Be Hunted. Brilliant.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So what's your favourite vegan venue or restaurant?
Right, there's way too many to mention, so I'm going to have to bring off a few. You've got the Green Earth Cafe in Bedford. Been to that one? Heard of that one?
I've heard of it, but not been, which is nuts because Bedford's only 20 miles away.
They make the most amazing tofu scramble. I usually end up having the focaccia, I always say it's special. It is bacon, scrambled tofu, avocado, and that beloved vegan staple, leaves.
Leaves, I love that.
But yeah, it's honestly delicious. Just wish I lived a bit closer. I've been there all the time. But they also do a charcoal latte, which I reluctantly tried. What? I was very apprehensive. I'll tell you what, it was... I'm allowed to swear, aren't I?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It was fucking gorgeous.
Charcoal latte.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it was fucking gorgeous. It's like I have it every time now. Honestly, it was delicious.
What does the charcoal add?
I don't know. It's
so you still get the coffee and the milk, but it's got charcoal in it as well.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be healthy, isn't it? I don't know. So.
Yeah, you can get charcoal toothpaste, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it does, but
no.
Tastes nice in a latte.
Wow.
You got the Ark in Northampton, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, simply because it's just an amazing venue. You know, I mean, I listened to your episode with Hema, and she's just such a beautiful human being.
Mm-hmm.
She's honestly one of the friendliest people I've ever met. She's
always
greets you with a warm smile as soon as you walk through the door. I just don't get the chance to go there enough. Her mum does amazing curries and the cakes.
Right.
Cakes are delicious.
Cakes are fantastic, yes.
And then we touched on this earlier. Then you've got Damn Good Dough in Earthlingborough. Oh, just
those donuts are amazing.
I live just down the road from there, and it's dangerous. obviously, you've got the barn in Whitty as well.
Yep.
Sunday roast. Great place. And I know it's only a takeaway now, but Veggie World in Bletchley, I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in, I mean, it's worth traveling an hour to get a takeaway from there.
What?
Yeah.
It's worth
it. Fully vegan Chinese. I mean, I just wish they'd go back to being a restaurant like they used to back in the day. We used to eat there quite often. And I don't know if you know this one, Matthew. The Walk-In in Kettering.
Yes. A billion times, yes.
But they are so receptive to vegans, aren't they?
Yes. It's the only Chinese place I've ever seen. I know you mentioned Veggie World there, but it's the only Chinese place I've ever seen that's got its own vegan menu.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also need to do a quick mention for Hank Burger in Paris. If you're ever in Paris, you must experience Hank Burger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not heard of that one. Okay.
Hank. I think there might be Hank restaurants now. But yeah, I think it was mentioned in one of your previous podcasts.
Oh, was it Nazia? Did she mention it?
I think so.
She's in Paris.
Maybe,
I've listened to all the episodes in about 3 days in my work.
Oh, man.
You know? But yeah, Hank in Paris, definitely worth experiencing.
You've listened to more than I have. Anyway.
In 3 days. Good grief.
In 3 days. What is the matter with you? Do you need some trauma therapy?
I'm going to work about all day long. So. I usually listen to music before. Right, I'm going to listen to
that. Wow. There must have been the three longest days of your life. But thank you.
Yeah, cheers. So, activated charcoal is a fine odorless black powder often used in emergency rooms to treat overdoses. Some other potential benefits include reducing flatulence, promoting kidney health, and lowering cholesterol levels, Matthew.
Oh,
so,
what?
Best get chomping on the charcoal.
There's our episode title.
And order a charcoal latte.
Okay, right. That sounds like a perfect excuse. Love that. Thanks, Wes. Thanks very much, guys. I'm all
don't
over
eat
that
too
now.
Much of it though. It can have adverse effects if you eat too much of it. So eat a balanced diet of charcoal.
I'll have it as one of my five a day. Wow. Okay. Cool. So our final question, Bruce. And this is one that you would have heard the first time we asked it and then all the subsequent times. But, and you were talking earlier on about how sometimes thinking about how we're vegan and other people aren't vegan can take you into quite a dark place. And that's the where the term Viztopia comes from.
Yeah.
So do you have hope for the future?
For veganism, I do, but not as much as I'd like. I mean, it's going to continue to grow. I mean, especially with a new generation that will hopefully be a bit more open-minded. But I think humans are just too set in their ways and they're constantly repeating their mistakes. And realistically, we're just a small minority in a very non-vegan world. Mm-hmm. And meat and dairy are heavily subsidized with powerful lobby groups. So I do have hope it's going to grow, but yeah, it's a difficult one. I do hope
it's hard work, isn't it?
I hope I'm wrong, but I hope that we vegans take over eventually. But
that's the dream, isn't it?
I can't see it happening. And then again, for the human race, I mean, I've already touched on before, humans have got a habit of repeating their mistakes, and I generally feel sorry. For kids born nowadays, I mean, if the situation in the world doesn't improve, I mean, fuck knows what they're going to be living through in the future. But yeah, personally, though, on a personal note, I just think the panic would be better off about us anyway. So,
yeah, that's something we've discussed before. That you know, you look at all the things that humans are doing to the planet and you just think, fuck's sake, like,
yeah, I know,
yeah, it'll be better when we're gone.
I don't have much hope. And it's a sad thing to say, but we shall see. Well,
on that sad note, thanks so much for joining us, Bruce. That's been really interesting. And I'm really glad you came on, and especially telling us about your vegan bikers there. And it's a great group, and it's a really interesting content as well online. So anyone who's a vegan and a biker, or even just a vegan or a biker, check it out get in touch.
I try and aim a lot of the social media at non-vegans, so hopefully, you know, can reach a you will be right, Eggert. Spread the message out, you know. You yes. know you might be listening.
Exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely.
So is the so you mentioned you're on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. So really and it's just a
channel, yeah.
Yeah. So really if you just put in to Google UK vegan bikers,
yeah, we've got a website,
you're gonna find you, aren't they?
And there's a link tree as well. So yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Bruce. It's been amazing. And hopefully I'll bump into you at either Damn Good Dough or the Ark.
Yep.
Or the cafe in Bedford where I'm off to get some charcoal.
Thank you very much. And thanks for doing the podcast. I've really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed
it. God bless you for that.
Listen to all the episodes in 3 days. So it's been a bit of a marathon.
Yeah, blimey. I'm obviously we're really grateful, but also you must be a maniac. So thank you.
No, you're doing good and keep spreading the word. You're doing great.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, mate.
So much. Appreciate that. Cheers, Bruce. See you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hey,
mate. Well, how about that? That was a great one. Really
it was
enjoyed,
good.
Really enjoyed yeah. chatting to Bruce there.
He's lovely.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm too boring to have a motorbike, but if I did, I'd be in UK Vegan Bikers.
Yes. Yeah. I like motorbikes. I just haven't got one and I don't really want one because they scare me. I like looking at them, but I don't like being
yes.
on them.
Yes. I've never been on a motorbike, but they go fast.
They do go fast and they accelerate quite fast as well, which is the scariest bit.
Yes, and also as he described in a lot of detail, you've got no protection.
No,
you know, you could be a really good rider, the safest there's ever been, but all it takes is one idiot driver to crash into you and you're fucked, because in a car if someone crashes into you, you've got stuff around you to protect you, but on a motorbike it's literally
airbags.
And airbags and all that, but on a motorbike it's just you and this big bit of metal between your legs, and so you are kind of exposed there, which has been one of the reasons that I've never had a motorbike.
He recovered, he's in a good place, and that's all good. And he's a little legend, bless him.
Yes, absolutely. That was a great chat. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Great fun. All right. What's coming up next?
Don't know. What we got? You know what's next. I'm just here like being like me and that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't I tell you who's coming up soon? We've got a Swedish. Yes, exactly. We've got a Swedish street activist. We have an American former soldier. We have an author of children's books.
Okay.
As well as many other guests. So,
bloody hell.
Very exciting episodes up ahead.
I mean, that's very elusive.
Well, that's deliberate, just in case they're cancelled.
I know it's deliberate. I was on Tentalk thinking, right, he's gonna say who we've got coming up. I'm like, this is different.
You've got to wait.
Fucking clue.
You've got to wait. Wait and see.
Cool. So no, I know some other guests coming up, and I'm excited.
It's gonna
genuinely
be
exciting. It's gonna be good.
It is.
But if you want to be one of our future guests, that would be amazing, because we want you to come on. You might be thinking to yourself, nobody wants to hear my story. Well, we do.
Absolutely, we love do. It. Absolutely,
you might think it's dull. We think it's super exciting. So we want you to come on. And if you do want to come on, how do they do that?
Well, you should ask. Find us on Instagram and send us a message. All you need to do is go onto Instagram and type in How I Vegan Podcast. And there we are.
Yeah, then you just message us, or you can email us. Email us. Can't talk properly because it's like 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
You can email us email howiveganpodcast@gmail.com. Be lovely to hear from you. Otherwise, share us everywhere.
Yes.
Like us. Write reviews.
Write nice reviews.
And then if you want to write nice reviews, don't do anything.
Don't write shit ones.
No. No, don't do that.
No. Yeah, all that. Like, rate, subscribe. What else? Send us money. No. All that stuff.
Send animal sanctuaries money.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, thanks for listening.
Hold on.
Oh God. And more. Bloody hell, this is a big one.
Have you heard our friend Martin's new song that came out on Valentine's Day?
Which is called.
So, from the band Viztopia, it's called "I Want Tofu Tonight" or "I Want to F You Tonight," which was really, really good. And it's a really good song. So, check it out and stream it. And all the proceeds go to animal charities.
All good. Thank you for listening. You must be completely bonkers, but we love you to bits. So, see you next time.
Thanks.